I don't think that's true. I think perhaps when I first walk in front of the camera, they'll say, Jean-Luc, we recognize him, despite the charming little mustache. I believe that audiences are really smart enough to let go of that pretty quickly. But that's also my job as an actor, to persuade them that, you know, Jean-Luc Picard is left behind and this is someone entirely different. I'm currently filming Moby Dick in Australia for Robert Holmey, Hallmark, USA Cable and Channel 9. And before production began, there was a long discussion, a whole series of meetings as to how I should look. And I was absolutely convinced that you cannot play Captain Ahab without hair. And I do have a magnificent, brilliant head of hair for this wig. But somebody at one of the meetings said, audiences will be disappointed. What they want to see is, they want to see Patrick. I said, what you're saying is they want to see Jean-Luc Picard. And you're absolutely wrong. And they said, they'll be thinking all the time he's wearing a wig. And I said, no, they won't. They'll think it for 30 seconds. And if the wig is good enough, then they'll forget about it. And the wig is good enough. And they will. So I absolutely don't think that's an issue. If I thought that was a problem, I would go out and buy a razor blade and run a warm bath. I'm serious. I mean, I'm an actor dedicated to transforming myself and to creating original pieces of work. And I will not accept that my life is going to be forever connected to Jean-Luc Picard in the roles that I play. On the other hand, I'm absolutely delighted that he's still in my life. We're developing a storyline, and first work on the script is beginning for Star Trek IX, and we'll be in production in early March.